Now, we come to something else that is tremendous here. Will you listen? He says, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, and actually I don't like to call him the God of this world, Satan, because he's not. I go out into the woods this past fall. Ms. McGee and I had the privilege of driving through eastern Ohio and West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Maryland and around Virginia and cross into Indiana and Illinois and Missouri and Arkansas. Oh, how beautiful it was. And I say to you, that's God's world that we were looking at. Oh, sin has marred it, but still God's world. But it should be the God of this age. And Satan, my friend, is the God of this age. He's running it. He runs the United Nations. He runs all the amusements. And he's running the whole show today, if you ask me. And he's the God of this age. And what has he done? Well, he has blinded. He says here, he hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, this is a tremendous thing that we have here. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, you know, I don't understand the gospel. I've heard it all my life, but it doesn't mean anything to me. You know, I've heard people say that again and again. What's happened? The devil has blinded you. The light is shining, but the devil has blinded you, so you can't see. Just like that miner I told about up in West Virginia. He was down in the mine, and they'd had an explosion, and quite a few miners were trapped, and finally they got food over to them, and then they got a light over to where they were trapped, and they turned on the light, and a young miner there, looking right into the light, says, why don't they turn on the light? And all of the men looked at him startled. He'd been blind, you see. Satan's blind. And a lot of people say, why don't you turn on the light? I don't see the gospel at all. Satan's blinded you, my friend, if that's your condition today. Now, there's others, though, that say this. You know, there are things in the Bible that I cannot believe. Now, I don't know why, but I just can't believe them. I had a letter the other day from a man. He wanted to challenge me that I was giving out a gospel that's not true, and I knew the Bible was not true. Oh, the arrogance, and in fact, I wrote him. I told him I've never read a letter where I've seen such a display of ignorance and arrogance. And this fella, really my friend, was ignorant, and he was arrogant also. And you know what his problem was? His problem was that there were not things in the Bible he couldn't believe. There was sin in his life that the Bible condemned. He didn't want to believe it. And that's the condition of a lot of folk today. The problem is not with the Bible. The problem is with their lives. And my friend, if you want to go on indulging in your sin, then you can go on, but you're lost. But you can turn to Christ. Don't tell me you can't. You can. You know, the moment a man comes to the place where he sees himself as a sinner, and he said, I'm ready to renounce my sin. I'm ready to receive Christ as my Savior. He'll be saved. And my friend, today the Word of God is a light. And some people with the light shining, they say, I don't see. And they like to blame it on the Bible. They say, well, you know, I just don't understand those things. Hard for me to believe that. My friend, instead of approaching it like that, face your sins before God. Now, be no difficulty about your believing. I want to give you a quotation from Sir Isaac Newton. I don't suppose anyone today would say that he was anti-intellectual or that he was not a man of remarkable ability. Well, one day someone said this to him. I'm quoting, Sir Isaac, I do not understand. You seem to be able to believe the Bible like a little child. I've tried, but I cannot. So many of its statements mean nothing to me. I cannot believe, I cannot understand. Now, this is what Sir Isaac Newton said. Now, will you listen to him? I'm quoting. Sometimes I come into my study, and in my absent-mindedness, I attempt to light my candle when the extinguisher is over it. and I fumble about trying to light it and cannot. But when I remove the extinguisher, then I'm able to light the candle. I'm afraid the extinguisher, in your case, is the love of your sins. It is deliberate unbelief that's in you. Turn to God in repentance. Be prepared to let the Spirit of God reveal His truth to you, and it will be His joy to show the glory of the grace of God shining in the face of Jesus Christ. You know, he's not only a great scientist. This man was a great preacher. May I say to you, they do not believe. Why? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And it's a glorious gospel, but it's glorious because it reveals the glory of Christ. And that's what men apparently don't want to see.